from what I am gathering from the Grammys, it feel like a big networking event.
Yeah, yeah. That's all it is.
It feel like everybody just got there for network.
Yeah, that's it. You know?
Let's work.
That's it. But I heard Cartel got his visa. I hope I see him there. You know, at least to say what's up. You know,
I need to fact check. The last time I hear him almost getting visa, I might get approved.
Shit. Well, maybe. Yeah. Well, I was just scrolling through.
He got it.
He got it, right? Yeah.
Yes.
For real.
Let him through.
Yeah.
Let him.
You know what I mean? Come on, man. Fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, see, well, yeah, man, I have a vote for Cartel. If me not going to vote, I vote for Cartel. Welcome to Dale Elliott TV. You know, I am your host, Dale Elliott, and today I have a special guest, two-time Grammy nominee, Mr. Cali Buds.
Few time.
Yo, boy, you take up this.
I'm sorry.
I had to.
I can't. Yo, sorry.
Can't.
All right.
Yo, Jano, people, don't forget to like, share, comment, and subscribe. And normally, so I can just go right into the conversation. Me, I listen to you from me, probably from like 2005, 2006.
Yeah.
I kill me dead. You was Jamaican. I swear to God.
Oh, well. All right.
Is it? No. When me say that, I mean, in terms of just when your style, it just feel good, say, yo, other people love the culture like that.
Yeah, no, I studied it. I
really?
Grew up. Oh, I mean, there was no other music growing up. I went everywhere with I used to listen to a lot of Song Clash.
Yeah.
So like, and Killabajar was my song, right? Like, so Ricky Trooper, there's nobody else that can cuss a bad word like Ricky Trooper. You know what I mean? Like,
to this day.
Yeah. Oh, awesome. Like, it was just like, you know, but anyway, I studied them. I had to learn patois.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, all right, little. All right, two T's make two K's. All right, write that down. Like, you know what I mean? I'm a little youth. Like, I'm like 8 years old, like, listening to reggae music. I have no idea what they're saying, but I got to study it because I love the music so much. And then, I won't say two D's because, you know, that's a pause, but... Few D's make two G's. Miggle. What the?
Miggle. Right.
Yeah, miggle.
I never think about it like that before. No.
Yeah. But only in certain words, right? So now what happens when there's a CK, like trickle? No, that stays the same. I don't know who you know, came up with patois, but I had to learn a whole new language. You know what I mean? And it was a journey. I just loved the music so much that I needed to learn exactly what was going on, like dance hall and. Because I didn't have a clue. I 8 years old, learning a new language of music that just hit me so much that I was like, yo.
This is what I want to know.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, because I found out, I was doing some research and I realized that, so you were born in the U.S. and you grew up in Bermuda.
I was born in the U.S. I was born in New Orleans. And then until I was 8 years old. So I was born in New Orleans. And then 8 months after that, my dad moved jobs or whatever. And we went to Canada. I was growing up in like near Toronto. And then he passed away. And my mom's Bermudian. So we moved back to Bermuda.
Okay.
After that. So when I got to Bermuda, reggae was, you know, that's all anybody listened to.
Yeah.
So, you know, obviously, you know, young youth, like, you know, everybody's listening to this. All right, what is this? What do you know what I mean? Like, yo, what's going on? I'm this little Canadian white boy, you know, listening to like Buju and everybody, Shaba and all that. Like,
yeah.
And I just fell in love with the music. And I knew I was destined to do music when I was little, because I remember this time, my mom made me this cassette tape. It was Creedence Clearwater, The Beatles, Buddy Holly, Richie Valens and somebody else, but like, you know, and cassette. So you know I'm old when I'm talking about cassette.
Yeah, cassette.
Yeah.
Yeah, we used to see them, they go small cassette them. Me not that young, you know. Me know cassette, man.
Wait, how old are you?
I'm 28.
You don't know about cassette.
What do you mean? Me know cassette, you know?
No way.
We put it in at the radio.
But you know what a pencil's for? Rewind the tape.
Oh, me never know that part.
So...
me never know, say... Wait, me never even know that.
It's a good song.
So you have to try and find a way how we are going to explain this in a moment.
Exactly, because this is going to get a big pause. But if you put the pencil in the tape, it fits perfectly. To rewind it, like so sometimes the tape will get stuck in the machine or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So you pop out the tape and you gently, you know what I mean, like remove it and you take out all the tape. And then if you put a pencil in there, a number five, not a number two, a number five pencil, and you can rewind the tape where it goes back to normal. Anyway, I played that tape so much that it popped. Couldn't rewind it.
You know that's the effect where reggae music have. Yeah. And dancehall.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, so I knew I was going to do music from her as young, for sure.
Yeah. I love the influence that, you know, Jamaican music have everywhere. And I can tell you, as a child, when I was growing up, there was a culture CD in my house. And it used to have, you know, T.O.K. Cry. So me just remember listening to all of them song there.
Yo,
and
you know what's crazy? That doesn't seem like that long ago to me. Like, yo.
That was like 2005, 2006.
Damn.
Yeah.
So you are young. Yo, you...
No, man, I swear to you. 2005, 2006, there was always a little culture mix.
Yeah.
And me just remember the... Giant eye your eyes, me not seen a tear. As a child growing up, me don't know yet. We used to rinse that thing up.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah. See, when I was growing up, it was more like Garnet Silk and, Luciano and Anthony B and Sizzler, obviously. Those were like the big tunes of like mid-90s conscious reggae music.
We still listen to it.
Yeah.
But it's just, you know, it's
different.
For me, it's like what more memorable, the most memorable times of them in my life.
Yeah.
So it's like,
of course. Yeah,
I always remember, like,
that's what I'm saying. So
the culture mix them.
Yeah. And the younger the generation gets, right? Like, it's interesting to see how much it changes. And, you know, I don't knock any type of music because it's all subjective, right? Like, so everybody, every generation has a different type of music growing up. And I feel like when I start judging some of the newer stuff, I got to stop myself, like, you know, and be like, yo, I'm getting old. That's when, you know what I mean? Because it's definitely changed a lot. Like, the conscious reggae music is now, like, it's got, like, almost like a hip-hop beat behind
vibe
it.
Vibe to it.
Yeah, a different vibe. Like, a younger vibe. Like, and nothing wrong with that. But, you know, the real reggae is kind of struggling.
I realized? So, for instance, so you said the rootsy reggae is different now. You stay true to that with your music. For instance, the Grammy nomination for Take It Easy.
Yeah.
That is the reggae where I like know mostly. And yes. I feel like although the sounds keep on a change, that is what I think stays true, because at the end of the day, that's kind of what, it still has that international appeal.
Yeah.
To where we still love it in Jamaica. And abroad still love it and receive it very well. So I think now it's just a mix.
Yeah. And since I got older, I wanted to go back to like music I really love, because there was a time where I was trying to like fit into like what was popping and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And so now I feel blessed because now I have enough room to just do what I want.
Yeah.
And, and the foundation of reggae music. And again, like you were saying, like, thank God for Jamaica. I mean, I don't know what if I grew up somewhere else and there was another music popping, I might be doing that. But like Jamaica, out of struggle and you know, oppression and all this stuff, comes this beautiful, positive, conscious thinking rebel music.
Yeah, and I love it. And
you know what I mean? And it's a beautiful thing. So
trust me, I really love that. And I love seeing when other people appreciate our culture.
Yeah.
That is like that make me feel like very proud. And then champion it in such a positive light.
Yeah.
As well.
Yeah. I mean, without reggae music, I'd probably just be, I don't know, working a 9-to-5 something. No, for real though, like, and it's just such a great music that
so
can't even explain it. Like, you know what I mean? Like it's one of the only musics that's real too.
Yeah.
You know, when you listen to pop and all these other genres, like there's always like, you know, like I did this and you did that and blah, blah, blah. But whereas reggae has this ability to hit the soul.
Yes.
If it, like conscious lyrics and all that is, yeah.
But even to this day, like, so growing up in Jamaica, I can say that, you know, we have a lot of mixture of dancehall and reggae.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been removed.
Dancehall, yeah.
Yeah. I've been removed for like 6 years now. That was the last time I was in Jamaica, 2019.
Okay.
And I can honestly say, since I've lived in the US, there's a different feeling when I listen to reggae. I don't know if it comes with the age, because like now a Bob Marley.
Yeah.
It just feels different from when we did younger. It had something different. It give me a different motivation, everything different. So I just love the feeling where like that, where reggae give me.
Yeah.
From that.
Yeah.
I love, so you still, I love that you keep it like that.
I try to. Yeah. I mean, sometimes like I'll venture outside, you know, and do something. So I have a tune with Paul Wall on my new album coming up, and try to keep it nostalgic because he was on the first album.
Yeah.
But, you know, like venture out. But like at the same time, reggae hits differently. When it really hits, it's like it's something, this is a feeling.
Yeah.
And especially when I get, you know, musicians to play it too as well. Like, so J Vibe, who's a big producer.
Yeah.
Done a lot of work on the Take It Easy album and we're still working together. But like, there's this vibe when you actually get real musicians to reiterate instead of it all being digital and all that stuff. And yeah, man, the music, I mean, reggae music is... It needs, I won't say comeback because, you know, it's going to get passed, but you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But
do you believe that technology affected the type of reggae we're hearing now or the type of music we're hearing now?
Not necessarily. I mean, I think it's evolved.
Yeah.
You know, like, so the producers have much more places to go with, like, they can get samples and all that stuff. I don't really think it's technology is a tool.
Yeah,
you know,
to make things easier.
Yeah. But it's the soul of the record. You know, if you're trying to recreate something more, it's just I don't think that has anything to do.
For me, when I'm when I enjoy music the most. When I'm seeing it performed, but with a band. When I'm hearing the drums and I'm seeing the people playing the instrument and seeing the artist feel the song.
Yep.
I enjoy it more than a track.
Of course.
So that is why I did ask if...
Oh, got you.
Because, you know, I see a video of like how music used to make back in the days.
Yeah.
And no, I don't think it's like that.
No, not at all. I mean, you know, I canceled track shows like, you know... management was trying to get me to do track shows for like the longest time, and I'm like, yo, nah, It needs to be a band. I can't perform with tracks. You know what I mean? Because it defeats the whole purpose of a live performance. It's canceling out, you know, the live musicians and everything. And plus, I struggle with my voice because, you know, when you sing in a studio, it's a little different. Like, so when you have a band, you can say, all right, let's...
Help me right two, here. Yeah, push two, up right
two,
there.
Two semitones down. And, you know, they all align with key changes. I don't know anything about that shit.
Yeah,
like,
but
when they talk together, like, yo, this is like a different language.
Yeah.
They're like, no, C minor, A minor, deflected or whatever. Mm-hmm. I'm like, yo, what the... All right, cool. And then once I hear the key, I'm like, all right, cool. But yeah, track shows, it's not the business.
I feel like the feeling is different.
Especially with reggae.
Yes, you know? That's what I mean.
Dancehall, you can go ahead. You know what I mean? Like, you know, the rhythm, even if a live band play it, there is a little more feeling with it. But
reggae,
you can get away with it.
Yeah. The reggae,
need the chop, the live chop, like and the bass, like, you know what I mean? You need that.
That's what I like see as reggae. And to, also to me is presentation. So me as a consumer,
yeah,
I am going somewhere to watch. If I'm going to a show,
yeah,
I just my vision of music or reggae is I want to see the bandsman sweating. I want to see the man with the flag. Yeah. I want to...
Yo, yeah. And Basie going to steal the show no matter what. No matter what Basie it is, he up there like...
Ugh. Yeah, he's just chilling with something. Yeah. And I feel like it... I don't know if it's the energy that they have transferred into the music. Why reggae that powerful?
The bass is key.
Yeah.
To a good reggae song. Name, you know... There's never been a big reggae song where you say, nah, that bass line.
We're
that's what defines the whole tune.
That's kind of what we want here.
But yeah, it's, bass is very important.
So,
reggae.
Like, no, in today's climate, where back in the late 90s and 80s, where buying an album, we had to like go to the, you know, I would just go buy the album.
Well, I don't know about your days, but
no, I'm saying my days now.
I had to.
That's what I'm asking. You getting a record?
Yeah. Oh, yo, I used to go to the store. It's called Dub City, and yo, Bermudians that see this, gonna be remember? But Dub City used to be $2.50 a record, and I used to save up enough money to go buy like maybe 10, 15 records or something like that. Because my brother, who was a big influence, he's 3 years older than me, so he caught on to the reggae and he had turntables and all that. And we used to go to the store and buy records, like, you know, sift through the shop. Probably the only white guys in there, you know what I mean? And the 45s and all that. And used to play them and see if they sound good. You like them, then you buy them, you know what I mean? But most of them came on the same rhythm, so they had them in rhythm sections. Like, all right, this one, you know, this rhythm, and
how you skip?
Huh?
How you would have skip it?
What
from song to song?
Oh no! You just look. All right. I don't know who the fuck that is. I don't know who that is. I know. Oh, Beanie Man. Yeah.
I'm saying is, so when you get a record only has one song on it.
Yeah, the 45s used to have two songs, but one is the. Sometimes it'd be the rhythm on the other side.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the first side will be who's ever the artist, but then, you know, and I feel
trust
like
me,
kind
my
of a scam too, because look, if you got five records, right?
Yeah.
And all of them have the same instrumental on the back and just one artist on the front, they could have done it.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what I mean? But yeah.
Yeah, so, trust me. The reason why I'm asking that is because a lot of the people that's viewing right now, at my age, and we just always want to like learn because we never really know. We just buy a one CD.
Yeah.
And nobody even use CD again.
CDs? What is that? You know what I mean? Like, it's crazy. Our technology, and now it's all streaming.
Yeah, that's.
And you know what? I feel sorry for a lot of the artists that don't have the navigation to get on a stream, because I search for songs on Spotify and I can't find some
and
of the songs.
They don't pop up.
They don't pop up. So I don't know if it's management or label or what, but they're missing out on a lot of money. You know what I mean?
With the streaming.
Or just streaming. Yeah, revenue, whatever it is. Because when we switched over digitally, all that CDs, everything gone. Like, you know what I mean? Only thing that's popping right now is vinyl still.
Yeah, I have vinyls.
Yeah, yeah.
I still
you
have vinyls.
You know what I mean? Like nostalgic, yeah. That's that vinyl. You can put it on the turntable.
Yeah, record player. You know?
Yeah.
CD player? Vinyl.
Done. Maybe cassette here and there, but like...
Never see a cassette in a years now.
You know, right? Yo, it's crazy. But no, for anybody listening, like, I mean, artists, like, yo, make sure...
You have right distribution,
yeah,
get the thing across all platforms.
Yeah. Spotify, everywhere. YouTube, like, I mean, yo, there's people putting out... I bet you a bunch of artists don't even know that their song is on... YouTube or
somebody making
like that.
Money
somebody...
off that song off on YouTube.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, because a lot of artists are, especially, you know, like in the Jamaican, we music moves so fast in Jamaica.
It does,
that
yeah.
The moment I think a lot more goes into records abroad than what I see in Jamaica, where in Jamaica you write a song today, it is out tomorrow.
Yeah.
It might not even be mixed. It's going to be out. And
I wish it would have slowed down.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, because it's too much fight. Like, you know what I mean? Like, all right, this song.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like, and that's just me because I take my time with everything.
No, trust me too.
And
I can't even keep up with some of them song here. I'm like, all right, but just like that song here. Can you give me like...
Now next one? Like, you know
like,
what I mean?
Y'all give me a next one next
and
week,
get,
please.
Yeah, yeah.
Just give me some
and
time.
And I get it because, you know, it's a fight. Like, everybody's...
trying to catch an ear.
Yeah.
But you know what I realized, like, in their
but
defense...
It's quantity over quality.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes.
For a lot of people. But I understand why though. Because so in Jamaica, stage shows, bookings are, it is so customary for us to only earn from the shows and the bookings.
Mm.
Because, you know, maybe, no, it's different, but
yeah,
I get to understand that back then, a lot of the business side of the music wasn't really covered effectively. So no, it's kind of different, but we're just so
in a
used
good way,
to
right?
yeah but good, we are so used to just releasing the song and getting booked and doing shows, and that is how they would make their money. But now the younger generation with streaming know when somebody drops a song today, it is now on all platforms because they know that they're doing themselves a disservice. But still the quality, the quantity of the songs are still a lot.
Yeah, it's overload, you know. But I guess it's, you know, with the younger generation, like they can handle that.
Yeah.
When we was growing up, it was this rhythm for this month.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, and it was like, you know, like name a rhythm, a bookshelf. You know what I mean? Like or Tony Kelly or Dave Kelly. Like, you know what I mean? That was the rhythm, and maybe one other. But that was the rhythm the DJs were playing, and that's what we got used to. But yeah, now it's crazy. Yeah.
So how do you, like, because as a musician, like for me, I realize a lot of artists have trained me to know. It's like Bruno Mars or Chronix, even though I haven't heard from him in a while, but a lot of artists kind of train their audience to like, okay, I hear a hit from him this month. I know I might not hear from him for the rest of the day.
Yeah.
Or, you know, some our term, sometimes we would say this person is an album person, where when he pops up, it's 15 songs and then he's disappearing for another 2 years.
Mm.
Is there an art to that? Or how do you release music? Do you do it like projects or?
Nah, you know what? When a song is done and I like it, we'll just...
Just release it.
Yeah. But I mean, we'll take about... I want to say like 2 to 3 months just to make sure everything, you know, get it mixed, mastered, and then, you know, get some visuals and you know, timeline the whole thing.
Yeah.
Just, you know, make sure we're all good on it.
Yeah. And so there's like chains of commands.
Yeah. I mean, well, I didn't always do that.
Yeah.
But that's what we're doing for the next single. So the next single is called Spark Up, featuring Busy Signal.
Yeah.
And, you know, Busy is amazing on the track. So we need to do it right. We got to, you know, all right.
Mix it up.
We're going to, management up there looking up. I like to broadcast things before they're supposed to be broadcasted.
Oh, like, so anybody's supposed to tell
me? I'll be too excited and I'll just do it like, because I run my own Instagram, right?
Instagram.
So I'll just put it out there, like, you know what I mean? It's like, yo, I'll get a text message right away.
Like, yo, that's not supposed to be out right now.
Delete that shit. But, you know, I'm excited for the people to hear it, right? So, but there is an art to, you know, navigating the marketing side of things. And, so I'm doing it by the book right now, because this tune would already be leaked to all the
DJs. He's sending it to some artists already. You know, because that was the method of the promotion.
Yeah, because they, you know, and they get promotion too as well, right? Like the DJs be like, yo, me the only one that can be.
Yo, me alone have the calibers, you know, and drop it.
Yeah, exactly.
So I feel like things gone so digital right now.
Yeah.
And it's always different to speak to an artist who has been around for a while, because with a long time ago.
It's cool. Just say I'm old without saying I'm old. That's all right.
Oh no, you're not old. You're 40. You're 40. You're a young man. Me want to live to 40.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
44 this year.
44?
44.
44. You're old enough.
44, yeah.
Yeah, man. Yeah, go up there, man. Yeah, go up there. Trouble.
44.
Trouble about your age.
Yeah, man. Well, you know, I run a lot.
Exercise a lot too, because you look like you're in shape.
Yeah, well, you know, my wife love it.
She love it.
I mean, she love it. All right.
So, you coming into LA right now, you know, Grammys next week.
Oh, shit, yeah.
So, like, you never want to remember.
Well, look, listen, I mean, would it ever be okay for me to win one in the reggae category?
What do you mean? Of course. Why not?
You feel so?
Yeah.
Or it's not going to just be like that sucking teeth.
Oh, is it?
And the white boy.
This is how I look upon it.
Yeah.
You have stayed true to reggae for a long time now. And
it's my life.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And there is a massive appeal to reggae. That is, reggae cannot just be confined into Jamaica. Other people love it and make music. Right now, we have Jamaicans singing are closer to other genres now.
Yeah.
Why we must try gatekeep, like, say, all right, this, you are make reggae music, you know. There's a difference. Like, when me listen to your song, then me hear reggae music. When me listen to your song, then want let out me hear, I'm going to ride a bicycle from Santa Monica. You know, like, there's a difference. So,
oh, man. Well, you know, and
there will always be people that will be against it, though. But me personally, I go against. No.
Yeah. Well, I mean, my goal was always to make it as authentic. I know, I'm a white boy from Bermuda. There's no getting around that, right? But when the music, make it as authentic as I can, because reggae music saved my life, basically. Like, you know what I mean? Like, as a youth, like, that was the only music I and I'll never forget the one interview with Garnet Silk. It's like an intro on one of his albums. I forget the album, but where the radio person was like, you know, hey, you know, what do you think about these people trying to take reggae music? And he was like, yo, reggae are God's music. And if it's God's music, it's everybody's music.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that felt right to me. Like, so I was like, all right, fuck, maybe I could do this shit.
Oh.
You know? Without looking at color and all that stuff. Like, you know, because music is music. So you know, you could be.
So do you think you receive backlash?
No,
from
no,
the reggae?
No.
Oh, can
no,
we love
not
it at all?
All.
Oh,
yeah.
Plus I check.
No, 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 no. Nah, it's not that. It's just, you know, obviously. Oh,
there's always like
the Grammys is always controversial, right?
I don't know.
You know
who,
what I mean?
I don't know
so,
who will win.
Listen, I think.
You think you know who will win?
Yeah, I think the One Love soundtrack will win. That's what I think. Because, you know, you look at all the artists on that. And the movie, I enjoyed the movie.
Yeah.
I know a lot of Jamaicans, I've heard, you know.
That would also.
There weren't enough Jamaican actors.
But that would also be the same. So that's why I'm going to say, in yeah. reasons like that, we can't use that.
Yeah.
Like for me, I was one of the persons that a lot of the Jamaicans were like, yo, why weren't you in the movie? Because I did a movie that's called Sprinter.
Oh,
and it did well and it's on Netflix.
Yeah.
But everybody was like, yo, you know, why ain't that a movie? No, I was asked to audition for the movie. And I never got a role in the movie. But at the same time, I like the film. And I'm friends with a lot of people in the film. I'm happy for them.
Yeah.
And I think they did a good job. Me not gonna say, oh, yo, you know, cause, you know, when I believe that when we think like that, we're black, we're blessing.
Yeah.
Because you have the... What a lot of people don't realize is that when other cultures like your culture, it don't affect my culture at all, you know. It just make my culture bigger.
Yeah,
like, there are people out there that just watch me because I have dreads. For one reason, yo, I have dreads and I'm a Jamaican. Like, that make me feel proud, say, yo, somebody do all of that hard work.
Yeah.
And now me not to do it. Like, there is a room that reggae music can play because of people like you, where wouldn't they without your influence? And that's just facts.
Yeah.
And I love that.
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah. Again, music in general is a universal language.
Yes.
You know, every genre, every, you know, again, I could have been doing rock music and you know, or any type of music.
Yeah.
I think it transcends race, color, background, ethnicity, like everything. And that's the beauty of music.
Yeah.
And to each their own, right? Like it's you might like something and other people don't like, you know what I mean? But
and
that's the
completely
beauty of
natural.
It. You know what I mean? Yeah. So, but reggae is my, you know, that's, I mean, honestly, it gave me morals that I still live by from like, you know, I mean, artists like Luciano, Anthony B, Sizzler, like, you know what I mean? Like, just Garnet Silk, obviously, you know, the foundation of my
the
upbringing.
Foundation of yours come from the man, them were really...
Yeah, you know? And then there's the other side of things, like, I listen to Kilimanjaro. Yo, pussy. You know what I mean?
I feel like it's a good mix.
Yeah. Dancehall, I love dancehall, man. But nowadays, dancehall is not the same. And so I can't really... it's tough. I'm old now, right? Like, I'm older.
Yeah, you're older.
Older. Like, it's not the same. Like, yo, what do you say? Like you were saying, like, you know, the music used to go into any club in the States. And if they're playing hip-hop or whatever, they would play dancehall next.
Yeah.
Like, it was in the mix of, like, the top... You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And... I feel like it can't really, don't really mix. Now, but again, I don't go to clubs anymore, so I don't even know what they play.
But that, me feel like I'm mostly just the, I feel like everything is in waves. And just like what you say, because you like a bit, you're older now. So in terms of just, I feel like music, a lot of, I feel like artists can, like age out, but remember finish? Age out, like reggae don't have a, like a reggae artist, I've never heard of like, see like how like a guy would have like a 5-year run and him disappear?
Yeah, yeah.
Or a 2-year run and him disappear? Reggae don't have that. In reggae, you have a run forever and you just never will ever not be relevant. No, I realize that dancehall, it is super hard to have staying power.
Dance halls, yeah.
Dancehall can give you one time. Dancehall can give you 5 months.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
Exactly.
Isn't that crazy? So that's kind of like the rap music. You know what I mean?
Same thing.
Yeah. The dance hall. Reggae is forever because you can listen to a good reggae song, play it today, tomorrow, and then 5 years now. You know what I mean? Like, it could be the most played reggae song ever, and you hear it a year later, and you're still, like, not upset with it.
Yeah. Dancehall.
Where dancehall, I mean, mind you, some of the big hits in dancehall, you can still play.
Yeah, you still, like, I hear it.
But it's very timely, yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah.
I feel like it's a, sometime even like, in, like, for instance, the reggae category.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like, I don't even feel like America or the Grammys understand difference between dancehall and reggae. I feel like them just say, yo, yeah, man, Jamaican music, we'll call it reggae.
Yeah, couple categories in that, in reggae, dancehall should be another one. You know what I mean? I mean, soca doesn't have one. And soca's a big
Caribbean, soca,
you know
big.
What I mean? Like, so lucky they even have reggae and Bob, obviously.
That is like a second chip on a Jamaican shoulder. You know, we have one genre.
Yeah.
In the Grammys.
Yeah, but then other people win it when they shouldn't.
Yeah, win it when they really do reggae.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, for instance, let me show you what kind of bias me would have been.
Mm-hmm.
No, you see, if some, say I just, say a 5 Jamaican, and then one person wear a Jamaican, me I go just have to just hold the bias and just vote for the Jamaican. Me no, sorry, but me I go vote for the Jamaican.
Of course, yeah, and that's how it should be, to be honest. I mean, you know,
I still believe in what is due to Caesar, give it to him, you know,
Well, listen, I'll take the nomination. I'll take the nomination. But if I was to win it, I mean, So it's almost like sometimes I don't even want it, like, because I don't even want the controversy.
Oh, you don't want the controversy?
I mean, I'll take it.
What do you mean? Achievement, that's enough.
Yeah, no, but you know, how, you know, it gets down to the...
Trust me.
Political. How were you?
I'm trying to remember who won the Grammys last year for Best Reggae. I don't remember.
Julian.
And then the year before that was Kabaka Pyramid, right?
Yeah. Well deserved.
Yeah, Kabaka Pyramid. Really loved the album there.
Yeah.
May I try to remember when a person that wasn't Jamaican win?
Don't ask me this question.
Oh. Soulja.
Soulja? Yeah,
three Grammys ago.
Four years ago.
Yeah. Okay. Soulja. The thing is...
4 years ago. 2021? They had the
Time of Fly.
2021? During COVID and all that shit?
Probably never.
Yeah.
2022.
Sorry. Oh.
So just look into it from... Yeah. Like... So we in Jamaica, I never hear about Soulja before. But, you know, respect the Soulja. But we know you. There's a difference.
I guess.
When a man win, where we don't know. Yeah. Like, Mickey, at least play 5 song in a Jamaica right now, and we just know. Say you can tear down any stage of Jamaica for your walkout.
So there
is a big difference.
Before I get the clap, you know what I mean?
Mickey, nobody a clap you either.
The craziest, the first time I went to Jamaica was to do the video shoot for Come Around.
Yeah.
And Ross Casa, big up to Ross Casa.
Big videographer.
Nah, it was lit. But you know, we was in the hood.
Where did
Tivoli?
No, you say the inner the hood?
Yeah. Crazy. Oh, wait, pause. All right.
No, I'm just you started it,
though. Oh, yeah. My bad. You started.
Sorry. You know?
Yeah.
So, you're in the hood. Continue. Because you were in there, though. I never did in there with you.
My bad.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I didn't even know that was a port. All right.
You never knew that was a port?
No, well, yeah. I mean, well, what if you, you know, get the snip? Anyway, you're not in
where
the hood.
Where at that?
You said in the hood.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. All right.
You explain wanna, it, yeah.
Pause the video. No, but, man.
Rascasa. You know?
Yeah, yeah. One of the most, I mean, the first time in Jamaica, right? And when I got signed to Sony, I'd never done a stage show. I'd never done an interview. I'd never done anything. Like, all I did was record music. I was just in the booth recording music. And so when they signed me, I had no experience with anything. Next thing I know, we're in Jamaica shooting a music video for Come Around. It's already gaining traction. Like, you know what I mean? Like, being played all over the radio stations. I'm like, holy. And we was in Tivoli. And in this, you know, it looked like a apartment complex.
Oh, there are courts. Name courts. Big up courts.
Thank you. Yeah.
Garden.
Thank you. Yeah. I mean, that was the first and last time I've been there. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Not because I don't want to go back. You know what I mean?
But trust like, me, yeah. it's fun as a visitor.
Yeah. So and I never forget this person screaming, out, yo, white boy, fuck off or something. Like, you know what I mean? Like, and then Rascals is just turned. I was like, hey, is it a rap? And he's like, yo, he looks up the person, yo, like mm-hmm. something along the lines of fuck off, like or whatever. Mm-hmm. I'm like, damn. And then now there's like 200 people around. Cause you know, like it's not something normal for someone to come through with a camera crew and all that. Like, yeah. So I'm just like,
you know, but a lot of music videos are being shot right in Tivoli.
That's what's up. Yeah. Hell yeah. Yeah, they better be, you know, breaking
yeah, man,
people over with money.
You have
like,
to break
you
bread
mean?
In Jamaica.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. But that was the most awkwardest, because now I got 200 people. And it was like, all right, roll camera. I'm like, oh, yo, you play, yeah. Start the rhythm. I'm just like, just. I'm trying not to look as pale as I am, you know what I mean? Like, yo. But what a trip, man. Honestly, and then we did like Matches Lane and we was all over the place. And then Sony put out the video and put the wrong captions in the territories.
Yeah.
I was like, yo.
Them not understand. So America.
Bro, yo, I say, yo, what the it's coming back on me. It's not on
everything
them.
Is going to be on you.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I was like, yo.
Mm-hmm.
And they couldn't edit it. It was already up on MTV and this
and
that.
Oh, so
they
couldn't take it down.
Well, they tried to, like, as quick as they could, but, like, people already seen it now. Like, yeah. You know what I mean? Like, I'm like, yo, how you guys mess up on it? This is not.
Can you imagine if that happened today? In a like, the age of social media, how people would have gone with that?
Yeah.
Are you would have get the blame for it?
Of course.
Yeah, you didn't care.
They were like, yeah, whatever. Oh, sorry, we slipped up. Who really cares about, you know what I mean? Like, nah, this is a big thing.
I respect that boy, though. I respect that you make sure it's everything culturally appropriate.
Of course, man. Yo, they were talking about, I probably shouldn't be saying it, but whatever. When we first were getting signed, they were talking about doing the video where the lights are dim, make them look light-skinned. And I say, yo, I'm right here. Like, and this is before we signed the deal. Like,
yeah.
And I was like, wait. And my manager, before we signed the deal first, they could do whatever they want.
Sign
then after.
Sign the paper. Then
sign
complain.
The paper, and then after, we'll shut that shit down. You know what I mean? Yeah. But, like, they were saying all sorts of crazy shit. Like, and again, like, I'd never done a stage show. I'd never done anything, interview or nothing like that. Like, but it was crazy. The major labels, nah.
Are you still with a major label right now?
Well, apparently.
What is it? Apparently. your management are dead with like management right now. A fume.
No, Nah, major.
Yeah.
But not major label. Ineffable Music Group. How many years has it been? Since I was 19? Yeah.
That's a long time.
No, no, no. What, 19 years? Damn. Fuck, man, you guys can't get me further than, you know, this podcast?
Yeah, because even me had to reach out to you. And now I move right to
them. Yeah, right? Mm. What you guys doing, man? You guys just up there looking down, like, you know what I mean? Like, yo, come on.
Mm. But, yeah, you know, it's that side of the music important as well, you know?
It is.
As the artist, yeah. As the artist, I feel like you should just be able to just focus on the music. And when you focus on the music, everything else falls into place. You just have to surround yourself with the right people.
Yep. And that's exactly what I'm doing right now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they make it so easy. And that's enough about you guys. You know what I mean? Yeah, yeah. Big up to NFL Music.
Yeah.
All right, next topic.
Yeah, man.
No, but management, a lot of artists don't have good management. And that
changes.
Yeah. It's a big, I wish everybody could be signed to an NFL Music Group. But they don't have enough staff.
You know? So as a reggae performer, you've been, you know, I know there's a lot of big shows in like Europe. There's like a massive one in Germany.
Oh yeah. Summer Jam. Yeah.
Summer Jam in Germany and them thing there. And a lot of people don't even realize that when I go to a lot of the reggae shows, I am not seeing a lot of people like me. I am seeing a lot of people from a lot of different cultures and different races. Like when me see like Shua Kipa, Japan, and I just
for real. Yeah.
50,000 Japanese people are Germany. I just beer German. So people now understand, say, oh, well, Moon said them not understand. It's worldwide.
It's so worldwide that it's crazy that you know, when I look on my Spotify, I see Kazakhstan streaming. You know what I mean? No, for real.
It's Kazakhstan.
Like, yeah, yeah, yeah. It's even above Bermuda.
In terms of streaming a reggae?
Yeah, Spotify. I don't think a lot of Bermudans use Spotify, but yeah. I mean, it might only be like 300 streams, but still, Kazakhstan's only, you know what I mean? Like, it's worldwide. Reggae music is all over the place, man. And it's a beautiful thing. Yeah, I think it's one of the only musics that's really like, it unifies people, because when you go to a reggae show, like a reggae show, and dancehall maybe too, but reggae, like say you have Luciano and you know, all sorts of artists, like, you know, it's just peace and love in the place.
Yeah.
You know, it's not gonna be no free. You know what I mean? Like you actually talk to people, like you ain't gonna stand up on the side and just, you know,
mm-hmm.
It's a beautiful thing.
I think it's just, but if you look upon the tradition of reggae, even with Bob Marley, and reggae was a peace music. Yeah, reggae bring people together.
Yeah.
You know, we see Bob Marley hold the opposition leader and the prime minister hold on together. Yeah. So, you know, Jamaica.
But you know what? A lot of
reggae is peace.
Yeah. But online breeds a lot of fear. Like, if you look at all the news stations and everywhere, you just, like, fear, like, you know, don't go to Chicago or don't go here, like, you know what I mean? Florida's crazy, you know? But the majority of interactions with adult human beings is very cordial, very respectful. You know, fear is winning right now. You know, they're just pushing this fear. Like, go to any news channel, you know? I don't even watch the news anymore because I'm sick of the fear. Like, you know what I mean? Like, just, you know. Like,
they're playing,
you know.
They're playing the crash.
Yeah, yeah. And what a tragedy. But, you know, some people might say, yo, I'm not taking a plane. Like, you know what I mean? But, like, I flew that same day. You know, most of the time, like, interactions with people is going to be cordial and respectful and joyous. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Don't let that fear, you know, from going to a reggae concert, like thinking like, oh, it's going to be a bunch of, like, you know, or a dancehall concert or something, you know what I mean? Like,
you know, but it's so funny, whether it's dancehall or reggae, The only thing you have to worry about is if you have asthma.
Because you'll be singing the whole time.
Is if you have a, you have to sing and you got to smell, you got to smell weed.
Oh, true.
You got to smell weed. The fighting thing,
yeah.
I don't feel like that is like no major factor for stop nobody. Yeah. You see, if you have trouble with sinus and if you want, if you got their own wallop of weed, because you know you got their own wallop of weed. Culturally,
of course, yeah.
You got their own wallop of weed.
Yeah.
So if you have bad nose and bad lungs,
yes, you know? Yeah, yeah, just stay around it. Well, I can't say round the back. But, you know.
It's a steer on the back. That's on the way. That's on the way.
You sure?
That's on the way.
I'll get a pause from...
What is your, like... What is your most memorable performance?
All right. I can't remember the venue. I want to say the Quad in Jamaica.
Quad?
But yeah, it was Fancy Cat. It was something... I think it was... Gyal Tuesdays or something like that.
This Gyal is way Tuesdays. Yeah. From your Quad. From your Quad, you're gone.
Well, I don't know if it was the Quad, but it was somewhere around the same area. But Fancy Cat.
Can be Renaissance, it can be Quad, it can be Privilege, it can be Fiction.
No. It was in a club, like it was in I think it was Gyal Tuesdays or something. Or something.
Yeah, man, like weed that. We are gonna name something.
Yeah,
like that.
With like, you know, buckets of beer and and I was rolling with Danny Champagne because he was the liaison in Jamaica, and we Fancy Cat, who was hosting the whole night, said, "Yo, if you can name the race of this man that sing this tune," and he played "Come Around," right? Finally, there.
Yeah, I swear to God.
And if you could name it, you're free. I think it was like two buckets or a red stripe or something like that, or Guinness or whatever. And it's funny because like he did it for the next 15 minutes. Yo, who? And some girl come up and is like, "He's a charity man," or something like that. And I'm like, all right, cool. No. And then he's a Rasta man. And then some girl come up and she say, "He's a white man. Come and see him with Danny Champagne." and she's like, "Yeah." So she won the bucket or whatever. Like, and then she didn't win it yet. And then they play the tune and make me go perform it.
Play supposed to lift up,
bruh.
Oh,
it was
Lord.
It was crazy. And I never seen that much forward in my life. Like, I mean, I came up on stage and just like, finally there's it is just like.
Me not think that song is a big. That's on the legendary reggae song, in there.
Yeah, yeah, yo. I mean, I feel like it helped that the video didn't come out after the song was already released. You know what I mean?
I think it helped.
I think it helped.
Them days they would even not watch music video, you know, so probably.
Yeah, that's true.
I run upon a CD and a sound, the bass in a...
Nah,
that,
wait, we not that old. We was watching music videos, man.
Well, we never did really watch. We did not listen to music. We never did really watch a music video like that. May I tell you, we did... I swear to you, when we hear that song there, we never knew...
Yeah,
we did feel like,
true,
say, oh,
like
somebody...
YouTube, YouTube was still like new-ish.
Yeah. Come Around was... I got tired. Don't know when I get
that's
it.
That's right.
08 or 07?
Well, 06 it got released, but 07 the album came out. But it was it was actually like late. No, sorry. It was 06.
Yeah.
Mid 06, and then the album came out.
You know, 07.
07.
Minua say it was around like when Hurricane it come to Jamaica during the time. For some reason, may I align it with the election?
Oh, gotcha.
07 was 07. Election.
Yeah.
So I just remember it running.
Which hurricane was that? Andrew? No.
No, that was.
Oh, sorry.
It's hard. Where is it? You remember the hurricane? That was probably Ivan, you know. Fact check me. Somebody tell me which hurricane.
Ivan sounds about right, because I think it swooped up towards us.
Yeah.
Because, so you get, because anything that hits Jamaica usually passes through Florida and comes up towards us.
Yeah, up to
Bermuda. Because we're way up north, you know. We're way up.
You know, that's like, that place that scared me, you know. So like you, mm-hmm. you fly every day. Me always hear about the Bermuda Triangle. I don't make a box a while ago. Sorry.
I just skiing that shit for fun, man.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Is it a real thing though?
Nah. It's all bullshit. It's all merch. So all merchandise, yeah.
The sales. But so your jet ski never feel nothing.
Yeah, no. I go through the triangle, I come back, it's a different day, you know. My kids are like 19 years old, you know.
It's a time travel.
Yeah. Nah. It's all bullshit. It's all bullshit because, look, if you look at the triangle, right, and I'll try to do it for the camera, but all right. So, all right. So, which way is the camera seeing it? All right. Yeah. Florida's here, right?
Yeah.
Puerto Rico's here.
Yeah.
Bermuda's up here.
Yeah.
Across from North Carolina. That's the triangle, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can call it the Miami Triangle.
Name it Bermuda.
Yeah. No, you got people scared of the island, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, honestly, most
of the shit happens. You know how big that triangle is? That's a big ass triangle. That's like 8,000 square miles of water. Mm-hmm. And you just call it the Bermuda Triangle, which is a 21 square mile island with 60,000 people. You're gonna just name it that? The Bermuda Triangle? Like, wait, how the fuck? Who named that shit? Now you got tourists scared of coming to we guys, like, you know what I mean? That's all bullshit. All that shit happens down by Miami. The prop plans and all that.
Like documentaries I'm gonna watch and stuff like that.
Man, and it's Hurricane Alley too, right? Like all the hurricanes pass up through in between Bermuda and the East Coast.
So there's a hurricane in Bermuda every year.
Every year passing close or hitting us. We had a few this year.
Yeah, this year was bad with hurricanes.
Yeah, we had a few. And but nothing too major. I mean, Bermuda, we have great infrastructure.
Yeah, especially luckily. Being there when you're supposed to have, because you're the right, you know, you say Hurricane Alley.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. We right there. Like, they come up through the, usually pass, you know, north of the Caribbean. And, Hurricane.
I never looked upon it like that before. It's two states and Bermuda, and them just blame the smallest.
Come on, like,
yeah,
you
because
know what
when
mean, like,
I hear about Bermuda, I said, really, me? Why I got Bermuda, but what we are gonna fly though? Because you know, me just don't want to fly over. Me just sorry. Me just don't want. Feel like for fly over Bermuda Triangle, crying a crazy.
Well, I've flown all over the world out of Bermuda, and you're good.
Them say the pilot them fly around it though.
Pilot's talking shit. What? nah, it's straight. It's direct. It's direct as you can. Cause it's all bullshit, man. It's all fucking bullshit. That shit happened so far back in the day without technology nowadays. That they don't know. They were just maybe. Military was doing some tests and testing a new gas or something. I don't know. Mm-hmm. The plane didn't make it back. Oh, Bermuda Triangle. Bermuda. Oh, that boat went missing. Bermuda Triangle. Oh yeah, somebody said their watch went backwards. Bermuda Triangle. Like
the fleet up plane.
It's Bermuda though.
The fleet up plane were missing. Bermuda Triangle.
That's what I'm saying. We up here, all the shit's happening down here. Call it the Miami Triangle, and Puerto Rico Triangle. No, I can't do that because it's part of the states.
Yeah, so we're gonna just name it Bermuda.
Yeah, Bermuda Triangle.
Well,
I mean, it works for merchandise.
But I feel like
I survived Bermuda. You know what I mean? You could buy a T-shirt at the airport and shit.
As a man from Bermuda, though, I feel like you're a champion the country. I don't know any other Bermuda artists. I know there's some, but probably you know you do reggae. So I'm more familiar with you.
Yeah. I mean, well, yeah. There's a bunch of artists. It's hard to get out of Bermuda. I was lucky enough to like just I don't know some
yeah,
because
back
happened,
in
like,
back in those days, well, I mean, I said back
well,
in those
were,
days,
there
like,
were no
it's
internet,
it,
there
it,
were
it's
no
harder.
Yeah. There's no social media. You can't really put your voice. I mean, could have done some YouTube stuff, but
which is why I make good music because at the end of the day.
That's what I'm saying.
If you come up in that era,
yeah,
where it is so hard to penetrate the audience.
Bro, I don't know. Looking back, I don't know how. I really don't know how.
I feel like it is just supposed to happen. Yeah. Trust me, y'all have, when I come around, one of the biggest. I mean, I think y'all, weed song. Cause we have so we split music in our categories, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Weed, gal, gun.
Mm, yeah. So if you as an artist, as a DJ,
yeah.
as a DJ, you cannot be playing weed songs.
Yeah.
We're going to have the cartel, we're going to have cartel, Marie.
Yeah.
You know, but come around is the time in the party when we're ready for start party. When I think, so we were there,
I
have like all it, but when you hear, finally the herbs come around, that's like, all right, we're ready for start.
And then Jamrock.
Yeah.
And
then, welcome to Jamrock. Yeah, so it's that
transition to
into the bad part of the party now. Yeah. We'll start switch up things.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Me love it. Me love the influence. Me love the fact that you help influence and spread it.
Yo, I felt like for a long time I was a bridge between like, certain reggae into the real reggae. You know what I mean? Like, if I can be that bridge to where people can listen to my music and dive deeper into, you know.
Want to hear more?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's how I look pan. Well,
yeah.
But me just want to make a note. So when we are Jamaican, when we say, so we as Jamaican, sometimes we get a bad rep upon how we describe people.
Mm-hmm.
Because some of the time it's either we talk too fast. Because like a Jamaican man can say, yo, we see an Asian person and we might make a mistake. We're so used to just knowing like a Chinese man from Jamaica.
Yeah.
We make a mistake and like call a Japanese person, Chinese, or you know, make them kind of mistake there.
Yeah.
So even when we say yo, white boy, trust me, we don't mean no disrespect by it.
Yeah.
We just say, yo, white boy, we are going.
Yeah.
But when I moved to the States, that is when I realized, oh deal.
Yeah. Let's call them crackers.
No, we can't call them that either. We can't call them that either. No.
Saltine. What you doing? What you say?
You're mad. But it's just see like all if you see a man, I say, yo, white boy.
Yeah.
Improbably, cause you know, so them call me brown man. We call it by your color, you know. If you're black, we call you blacks.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You're brown, we call you brown man.
That's you. Yeah.
If you're white, we call you white boy.
Oh, yeah.
A white man.
So what they say, pinky for me, right?
Pink. No, you know what I call
I'm
you?
Definitely pink.
We probably would I call you reds.
Reds. All right, reds. Yeah. Oh, like red.
All right.
Yeah.
So
but he's still. It's definitely not the same genes, like, you know what I mean?
Wait a second, I'm not sure Red Rat are Jamaican, I don't know like him sure genes.
It
probably, more than like
it's
a Red Rat.
White.
No.
I'm white.
In like, white, you know I mean? Like, mixed with white and black.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, okay. So maybe artificial reds? I don't know. What?
But no, man, you would have named me Reds.
Reds?
Okay. May I tell you would have named me Reds? But no, we're not. Nah, call it pinky. We're not going to call it pinky. No.
Biggs.
No. Right, you want man? No, man, call it that. But yeah.
I'm not answering.
Yeah. Me see it a whole heap of time where me would like see somebody, like, perfect instance, me play football.
Yeah.
And see a youth, me just coming to America. Me day are like maybe 2 months. Me play football and me want a brother pass the ball. So normally when we play football at Jamaica, is either the shirt we are wear, we call it by the name we dep on the shirt, or the name of the side. So say yeah, we are Arsenal jersey, we call it Henry, or we call it Arsenal.
Gotcha.
So the youth, him look Asian. So the first thing me see, me's always a joker. So when me see, me say, yo, where are you, Jackie? Pass the ball, Jackie. Call him Jackie. But he might say, yo.
Like Jackie Chan?
Yeah. He might say, yo, I'm not Chinese. He might say, yo, I'm Japanese. And I say, all right then, Jet Li. But me thinks that Jet Li is Japanese. He must say, Jet Li is not Japanese.
Yo, Jet Li is not Japanese? All right.
No.
Sorry.
But the reason why me call him Jackie was because him see me with the dreads And him called me Jamaica.
He said that?
Yeah. So them say, they be like, yo, Jamaica. No, me not thinking racist. No. Me not thinking racist. Me just feel like some of the time, there's always things so sensitive right now. There's a thin line between right and wrong. And some of the time it scare me.
And you know what's crazy is there's so much, oh man.
You always have to try to be politically correct nowadays.
Yeah. If you could delete that last when I said racist, thank you.
Oh yeah, man.
Oh, he's not in his head, but I don't think he's gonna do it.
No, man. No. Trust me. He must do it.
This joke. But yeah, no, there's nowadays you do have to step on eggshells. But where I see it is if you can have a laugh with it and it's not disrespectful.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like it's there's nothing like humor in things that are real.
Relatability.
Yeah, like some of the comics nowadays get a bad rap and they you know get chastised for saying something that you know
you would have gotten away with 10 years ago.
Yeah, but why is it not? No, I mean maybe because I'm older. Like you know, it's still funny to me because I can. You know, I can make fun of myself. Like, you know, I'm pink and pasty. Like, you know what I mean? Like, there's nothing you could say about me that I'm not gonna laugh at. You know, and thank God I grew up with some of the biggest sickos and funny people you ever meet. You know, even though we might not talk as much nowadays, but thank God for we used to diss the shit out of each other. You know what I mean? Like if it was your day. And you wore some fucked up sneakers or something like that. It was your day. It was your day all day. You know what I mean? Like, it would just laugh. It was like, you know, and, you know, thank God for that because I have, you know, armor on because nobody could say nothing about me that ain't already been said.
Exactly.
You know?
So, you know, like, when you go to Jamaica, for like work with like Jamaican, like producers and everything, was that hard or are you kind of, like
yo,
easy?
Nah, it was definitely I was anxious, you know, the whole time because it was baptism by fire.
Yeah.
Never done a stage show, never even like, you know, I remember when we were doing the music video, the tune was already out, right? The tune was already in Jamaica, like and Boston and remember we went to, I forget where it was, but Big Belly Sky Juice was playing.
Yeah.
And we went to go check Killer. Bounty Killer was in the place. Like, and you know, I'm definitely the only white boy in the place, like, you know, feeling real, you know, just like, all right, I need to drink a lot of liquor just to feel like just
mellow,
to free up. Like, yeah, you know what I mean? And the tune came on. And, you know, just peer forward. And I was just like, yo, what the fuck is going on?
Listen, I'm going to say, you make
this
a stable.
White boy from Bermuda, and I'm in Jamaica. And, like, you know, and even Killer, like, yo, Killer's like, yo, I don't know what he was saying because the music was so loud. He's probably talking some fucking crazy shit. Like, you know.
Yo, white dude.
Yeah. Exactly.
White boy.
Yeah. My manager's like shaking me. Like, I'm like, yo, I'm just soaking it all in. I'm just like, yo, what the fuck is really going on? I couldn't believe it. And probably one of the best times of my life. Like, and I was like, whoa, what the fuck? All right. Maybe you you did a
maybe
good song.
A boss.
You mean, maybe you did a good song.
You look like
song.
A boss, you know.
Yeah, you know what I mean? And because I love the music over everything. You know, the whole, I can't do the social media. I'll post some dumb shit here and there. But like, I can't, you know, I'm not, I missed the gap on that. Like as far as promotion-wise.
I don't think it's a gap. I just feel like it's a personality.
Yeah. I keep to myself. Like,
yeah, you probably just not depend on that.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, what am I supposed to do? To post the same thing every day, like, hey, there's someone coming out. I mean, like, after a while, it seems a little corny, like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm pushing too hard, like, for something.
Mm.
And I just like, and I like the fact that it's kind of unknown, like, you know, bang, here's a tune. You know what I mean? Instead of like...
I feel like that helped. I feel like...
Right?
I think it's nowadays social... not every artist can do what you do. That's one of the reasons why reggae's so good. And also, staying out of the eye of the public, it helps you. So it's like, I know every day you come out.
Yeah.
So in Jamaica, we say, yo, you know, come on.
Yeah.
You know, you drop a song, you just dip back.
Yeah. How you feel as a comedian? How you must have to like.
Yeah, but push. So like, in my field, I have to create. I would have said at least once a week because you know content creation, information get picked up so fast now.
And the attention spans are
attention span now small. So you know people is either you have to have an interesting conversation, or you just have to be genuinely funny. But I really
which we have both.
Yeah, well, yeah. Thanks. you have to just be true to yourself, like what you say.
Yeah.
So in terms of like just. I would have said me, I am more social on the internet than in person.
Yeah.
So like, I don't really like go out like that. Kind of like, you know, like stay to myself. I like build things.
Yeah. So that's crazy because that's almost like the opposite.
Mm-hmm.
Got you. So like, you're social online.
Yeah. So online me social. But in a person, you know, if me see people, me talk to them.
But
me not gonna go out. Me is not somebody
introvert.
Where I go see like every week. You know, me not need to party all the
time. But that's the beauty of the internet because you can actually do that and still promote everything and be, still relatable and not really shaking hands with people, but you're still promoting
yourself.
So you're still there, socially.
The internet, if I can relate it to the like music industry, I feel like the internet still have a small lifespan too, you know. Like a guy can, it's like a man get a one song on him bus.
Yeah.
A guy on the internet can get a one viral moment.
Yeah.
And him relevant.
That's true.
For like 6 months.
Yeah.
But after that time done, am I really going to go on your page and see what you're doing?
That's what I'm
saying. Exactly. So internet, you still have to find staying power
them keep
on the internet.
Reposting it.
Exactly. the one thing where them have, them repost it forever.
And but you know, anybody can go viral and get some money, which is a beautiful thing. It's there for anyone to use. But
is it less now?
But what you go viral with is the main thing. You
know branding.
What I
mean?
I like things that go viral with like positive, like you know, it'd be a speech from something like you know somebody's speech from, I don't know, whatever. Like and you know what I mean, like
something positive where you say
you know. But you can go viral for anything. You know what I mean?
You can go viral dumb,
like something crazy. And I don't do many interviews. That's why, you know, because I might say something.
Thanks. Wait a second. You might say something bad.
Yeah. You know, well, podcasts are different. Like, you know what I mean? You get to free up a little bit. It's not like an interview.
Yeah. Podcasts, you kind of get to sit down
just reason and shit. Yeah. I love that shit. Yeah. But this is a management.
You must say my mic.
No. I don't do interviews and shit.
I'm glad.
I appreciate it. Thank you for having me, bro.
Yeah, man. Enough for respect.
Real. Yeah, man.
But, you know, we kind of can wrap up in terms of, feel like me get most of what me want to ask from me out of like the music end, where, you know, Grammys are come up.
Yeah.
Me know, you know, sound confident like you're going to win at all.
No. There's no.
Can't say there's no way.
But no, it's not no way. I mean, anything, you know, anything is possible, but I don't think, given it, I mean, you got Cartel, Shenseea, the Wailers, and
Bob Marley.
I mean, you know, I'm just like.
At least you're there.
If I win, though.
National hero, Bermuda.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, well, I think I might be the only Bermudian to win a Grammy. I'm not sure of that. Mm-hmm. No, I won't say that because I'm sure somebody's worked somebody's worked on a project and all, mm-hmm. you know. Anyway, but for best reggae album, for sure. But I don't know. It's almost like, is it hard like to say that almost only one, like out of that category,
mm-hmm.
it's gonna be like, really?
Yeah, that's,
is there?
That's what I said. It's five people.
Is there
right?
A kiss your teeth emoji? Because it'd be.
Yeah, five people in there.
You know what I mean?
And look at it that way. So like, it's easy for me to be biased.
Yeah.
Especially me at Jamaica. And me, I look at that and me, I say, bam, cartel. Whoa. Boy, Cali look rough because cartel, did it?
Exactly, yeah.
Cam. Can't
see you, I mean, yo.
Can't see you, right? That's why I can't see cartel, so I didn't pick. No, I have to pick cartel, sorry. You know, Shensia, Cali.
Yeah.
Shensia hat, Cali. Can't work.
Yeah.
It's rough. It's rough.
I'll take the nomination, man.
But you're there.
And you know what?
Yeah. Can't wear a bad suit.
That's what I'm saying.
Can I wear a bad suit?
Oh, I got a bad... Yo. That's one thing my wife did was she got the fits. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. So she hired somebody to fit us out. So, yeah, at least I'm going to look good. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Make a bad yeah, suit. Yeah. You never know. From what I am gathering from the Grammys, it feels like a big networking event.
Yeah, that's all it is.
It feels like everybody just got it for network.
Yeah, that's it.
Yo, let's work. Yeah. Let's work.
That's it. But I heard Cartel got his visa. I hope I see him there. You know? At least to say what's up. You know what
I need to fact check. The last time I hear him almost getting visa, or might get approved.
Shit. Well, maybe. Yeah. Well, I was just scrolling through.
He got it?
He got it, right? Yeah.
Yes.
For real.
Let him through.
Yeah.
Let him.
You know what I mean? Come on, man. Fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, see, well... Yeah, man, I have to vote for cartel if I don't vote. I vote for cartel.
Yeah.
Come out of prison. Yeah, man.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
So it's like, yeah.
It's going to be, I mean, and the Wailers, I don't know if they want it themselves too as well. That's another, you know.
So that I'm not familiar with, but.
The Wailers.
I don't know. I'm not familiar with the tracks from the Wailers.
Oh, me neither.
I know that the One Love soundtracks.
Yeah.
Does that include
all the artists on the One Love?
Okay. So. That might win. With these rows of flame. That are the biggest song.
Come on, man. Is that on there?
Is it on
I don't know if that's
I know it's
on
a One
the...
Love. It's not on the One Love track.
Oh, I don't yo,
see, I don't even know that. But to me, that are the biggest song by Amale for the whole year.
Of course.
It's not?
It's okay. Not on there. Okay.
Well, more than vote for that then. So, cartel.
Yeah. It's you know. Yep. So, I'm just going to go and just have fun and...
Eat some food,
eat some juice and, you know.
Call it a day.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, but...
And then if I win, I'm going to stumble my whole speech.
Yeah, because you probably never
I didn't think I was going to win, you know what I mean?
It's easy, you know, to start off with, you know, thank God. And just work with, you know.
Oh no, I got it all written out, but it's 40 seconds long. But I might as well just do it right now. And then, you know, if I ever win,
the staff want ears.
Yeah. Thank you to Ineffable Music Group.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I love my your personality, my love what you don't hurt, me love your honesty, me love what you just say. Yo, listen to me, it is what it is, you know.
Yes, sir.
How I call it, you know. But big man thing, thanks. I've been me live at LA now for a while.
How is that, by the way?
LA,
yeah.
It's kind of weird. Me kind of like, I like it here.
Yeah,
you know,
right?
Kind of stay alone. Me kind of lucky, you know. I do stand up comedy as well.
Yeah, I see that. Yeah. Yes. So you're on tour, right?
Yeah, so we just have a Live Nation tour coming in June. And
nice.
Now may I try expand what may I do. So now me get this like studio and may I build it out.
Nice, man.
Upstairs not done yet, but you know, I'm glad you're forward. Yeah. This man did supposed to get here 3 o'clock. Man tell me 2:40, same outside. I love that. You know, me like the earliness. Me like the professionalism. Me like say, I tell people, say, yo, get the paperwork side of your music. Get your music on all platforms.
Yeah. All platforms.
If somebody I listen to reggae or classic stuff. Like, who there? There's always somebody somewhere.
What? Cassettes?
No, you said somebody I listen to your music in a Kazakhstan.
Oh, yeah, Kazakhstan. Borat.
Borat.
No, it's funny. So when I look, it's worldwide.
Funny story. I have a video. I'm going to show you after this. I was in South Africa in 2019.
Yeah.
And I walked through the market in South Africa. And there was this guy sitting in the middle of the market and in the middle of a black, in the middle of a little speaker.
Yeah.
And I hear a song, did I play?
Yo, that's crazy. Because I was just in South Africa and in Cape
Johannesburg.
Town. Johannesburg. Oh, yeah. Rough out there.
Yeah.
Yo, Joburg.
Joburg, no, rough. I'm going to walk through the market and everything.
That's crazy. I was in Cape Town. mm-hmm. But still, South Africa. And just in the mall with wife and the kids, and we say, yo, Calibos. I was like, no fucking way.
Yeah.
Yo, let me get a picture. I was like, yo, that's crazy. But small world, man. But small world. But reggae is universal. And reggae, again, transcends everything. It's like the one, all right, you never heard somebody say, man, I hate reggae music. Never. You never heard, reggae's cool. Yeah. You're never going to hear, like, you know.
We never hear anybody say that's a foolishness. Like, we never hear that before. Never hear anybody say, lock off
like,
that.
Like, I can't stand reggae music. Like, what? Like, no, you never hear that. And there's not one person on this earth that doesn't know who Bob Marley is. I don't care who you are. You could be from Asia.
You know, so I have a theory. And good, because we can close the show with this. I have a theory that respect to Michael Jackson. But I feel like Michael Jackson outsell Bob Marley. There's no doubt about that.
Mm-hmm.
But the song of the century was given to Bob Marley, which is One Love.
Yep.
And I feel like Bob Marley is more of an influential artist than Michael Jackson. People might burn me out. I might be wrong.
I would agree.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. If Bob could dance like Michael, though, gone. Gone clear. You know what I mean?
Bob might have a dancing thing, man.
But for the music, I mean, listen, I feel like, it's two different type of genres, right?
They're
both on the same level. You're right. There's no other. It's Bob and Michael, and then everybody else just.
Everybody has round them to staple
influential.
For music.
Yeah. And for me, I mean, Bob obviously above.
Yeah, for me, this can be biased too, but there's a.
Yeah. I mean, but then you look at. I mean, Michael.
Michael's good enough,
but you know what?
Me no feel. Yeah. Like, me no get
it's
that
pop, right?
Feeling
it's pop,
there.
Like, all right, Bob Marley really saying something. What Michael really saying? You know what I mean?
Billie Jean.
This is Thriller. Like, what are you saying? Like, you know what I mean? I get it. It's like, you know, but like,
old pirates.
Are you
yes,
okay?
There
yeah,
are
that's what I'm saying.
There's
he's
a difference.
Really saying something, which is the difference. Reggae music actually says something. Gives you a message, gives you some sort of, conscious or even just a message.
Yeah.
Whereas pop, just a feel-good song.
Fun.
Like just, yeah.
Fun. It's fun. Yeah.
So that's where pop is greater for me.
All right. Yeah, man. So, Calibuds, yo, enough respect. Thanks for that interview,
Thank you, bro.
And
yes, sir.
We learned a whole heap of things today.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Thanks, respect. Man.
Yes, sir.